New York City is turning to poetry to solve its traffic woes. The city started a curbside haiku campaign this week to promote road safety, with messages for drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists, like this one.
A sudden car door. Cyclist story rewritten. Fractured narrative.
And with that message, we see an image of a bicyclist that's hit by someone opening a car door, sending the rider flying through the air. There are dozens of these signs designed by artist John Morse and rolled out by Department of Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan, who joins us now. Welcome.
Hello. Great to be with you.
Let's start with another. Cars crossing sidewalk, worst New York City hotspot to run into friends. Commissioner, tell us where this idea came from to put haikus onto signs, and what do you think it will accomplish?
Well, we're doing everything we can to get the message across to New Yorkers that they need to look out for one another as they use the streets of New York. And so working with an artist like John Morris was a great opportunity to bring some poetry into motion with that program.
And the signs use the same traffic sign look that you'd see of any yield sign or crosswalk sign, but they also have an interactive element, a QR code that's readable with smartphones. What does that tell you?
Yeah, about half the signs will have the poem underneath it, and the other half will have the QR code on the corner of the sign that people can scan with a smartphone and discover its safety messages. And we've put them in locations where you've got a lot of high schools and a lot of high crash incidents in these traffic hotspots.
Well, I mean, there probably is some criticism that it might also slow down traffic and have people distracted trying to figure out, what does that sign mean with the person crossing the street with the dice on their head?
Well, they're very small, and they're targeted at pedestrians, so they're not facing drivers. And our goal in New York City is to cut traffic fatalities in half by 2030. And so we're doing everything we can to find new ways to get that message of safety through to all New Yorkers.
Well, this campaign cost about $25,000. And there are some critics, including City Councilman Eric Ulrich, who called it a waste. And Councilman James Vaca had this to say on a New York Post. I think most drivers would feel safer if DOT forgot about the haikus and fixed potholes within 3 days instead of 10. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all of the funding for this came from DWI fines. The fines from drinking while intoxicated were used to put these signs into place. The second piece is that New York City DOT repairs its streets and potholes in 3 days. And so, you know, I would urge our local leaders to look to the data on that. And, you know, the other thing is that we can do more than one thing at the same time. I mean, the only cost was to install the signs. The artist John Morris did the work pro bono for us. And so, again, it's been a great partnership, a fabulous artist. And the mere fact that we're having this conversation, I think, underscores the fact that it has resonated and we continue to get the message out there.
Well, you've been at the department. You've added more than 200 miles of bike lanes, and that's made cyclists happy. But others say the expansion has been too aggressive, and some neighborhood groups and businesses say the lanes have snarled traffic and that the cyclists don't follow the traffic rules. Are these signs at all aimed at ameliorating some of these issues?
Well, I think, first of all, again, a point of clarification, when we've done polling in New York City, 66% of New Yorkers support the bike lanes. You know, a lot of times when you make changes on the streets of New York, it takes a while for people to get used to them. And again, our messages are out for motorists to drive safely. We have a Don't Be a Jerk campaign to encourage safe cycling. And we have a campaign for pedestrians, as you can see here, and all to encourage people to look out for one another on the streets of New York.
Commissioner, leave us with your favorite haiku.
Well, this is one of a guy with a dice on the top of his head, and it reads, "Too averse to risk to chance the lottery, yet steps into traffic."
Jaywalking. That's New York City's Department of Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan talking about the city's new curbside haiku program for traffic safety. You can see photos at hereandnow.org. Commissioner, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.